Part 4. Literal and Inferential Understanding. Listen to the text carefully and answer questions 11 to 14. For each question, choose the correct answer and write the number 1, 2, or 3 in the brackets provided.
Long, long ago, there lived a farmer. Once, during a very hot and dry season, many of his vegetables withered, so he became poor. He had to look for another job, so he left his farm and made his way to a nearby town. There, he met a rich man who needed some help with his withering garden. The farmer worked hard to water the plants and even planted more flowering plants. Soon, the garden was lush again. When the farmer wanted to return to start farming again, the rich man gave him money to buy seeds and whatever farming supplies he needed. On his way back, the farmer heard a group of men talking loudly at the fence of his farm. "Look, there's no one on this abandoned farm. We can rest here," said one. "What if the farmer returns?" argued another. "We'll rob him if he does so," said the leader. "There's five of us and only one farmer." He let out a sinister laugh. The farmer realized that the men were a band of thieves. He knew he was outnumbered too. What was he going to do? Suddenly, he had an idea. Boldly, he walked towards his farmhouse. "Is the farmer at home?" "I've come to deliver farming supplies," said the farmer. Surprised, the leader of the thieves quickly said, "He has gone out. You may leave them here." The farmer then said, "All right," and left the bags of seeds and farming supplies at the doorstep. "Oh, can you pass him a message? His relatives will arrive tonight to celebrate his birthday. They will bring the dishes for the celebration, but please remind him to cook enough rice for 20 people." Pretending to leave, the farmer hid behind the house and heard the thieves talking again. "We'd better leave before 20 people come," said one of the men. The leader agreed, and soon the house was vacant again. The farmer was able to return to his own house and start farming again. Question 11. Why did the farmer leave his farm? Question 12. What did the thieves plan to do? Question 13. What did the farmer pretend to be? Question 14. From the way the farmer dealt with the thieves, we know that he was... Listen to the text again. Long, long ago, there lived a farmer. Once, during a very hot and dry season, many of his vegetables withered, so he became poor. He had to look for another job, so he left his farm and made his way to a nearby town. There, he met a rich man who needed some help with his withering garden. The farmer worked hard to water the plants and even planted more flowering plants. Soon, the garden was lush again. When the farmer wanted to return to start farming again, the rich man gave him money to buy seeds and whatever farming supplies he needed. On his way back, the farmer heard a group of men talking loudly at the fence of his farm. "Look, there's no one on this abandoned farm. We can rest here," said one. "What if the farmer returns?" argued another. "We'll rob him if he does so," said the leader. "There's five of us and only one farmer." He let out a sinister laugh. The farmer realized that the men were a band of thieves. He knew he was outnumbered too. What was he going to do? Suddenly, he had an idea. Boldly, he walked towards his farmhouse. "Is the farmer at home?" "I've come to deliver farming supplies," said the farmer. Surprised, the leader of the thieves quickly said, "He has gone out. You may leave them here." The farmer then said, "All right," and left the bags of seeds and farming supplies at the doorstep. "Oh, can you pass him a message? His relatives will arrive tonight to celebrate his birthday. They will bring the dishes for the celebration, but please remind him to cook enough rice for 20 people." Pretending to leave, the farmer hid behind the house and heard the thieves talking again. "We'd better leave before 20 people come," said one of the men. The leader agreed, and soon the house was vacant again. The farmer was able to return to his own house and start farming again. Question 11. Why did the farmer leave his farm? Question 12. What did the thieves plan to do? Question 13. What did the farmer pretend to be? Question 14. From the way the farmer dealt with the thieves, we know that he was...